The Ginger Porter Band, it's our home, Santa Teresa. Let's head to Santa Teresa because after 12 years in Santa Teresa, the woman you know simply as Sister Liz is pulling up stumps and is set to leave early in the new year. Now, Sister Liz has worked with Aboriginal people across Australia for decades, and she hopes to continue that work as she prepares to head to greener pastures. And I mean that literally in Queensland. You'll know Sister Liz. She's a frequent contributor here on ABC Alice Springs, and she's on the line this morning. Sister Liz, good morning.
Morning, Brassy. Morning.
I've got to ask you first up, rain report, anything?
I haven't measured it yet, but I doubt that we got 2 mils.
Oh, very sad news, Sister Liz.
Oh, well, I've always said I'd know when it was time. And yes, I've been thinking about it for probably the last 12 months, and I think time has come. Yes, but it's not been easy.
What's precipitated that? Anything in particular?
Oh, not really, except that, you know, I think I'm getting tired, and I think it's important that whoever does what I do here, you know, has a lot of energy and so on, and I'm not getting any younger. So, yes, it seems to be sensible.
Mm. The news is leaking out, I know, so we're not necessarily breaking it to many people, probably Santa Teresa and other places, but can I go back, though? You've been there 12 years. Now, that means you obviously were brought here or came here for a reason. What first precipitated your visiting, coming to Santa Teresa?
Oh, Brassy, before I was here, I was working in a boarding school for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander boys, and I knew my predecessor. I knew quite well, and she was moving on. And it was at the time of the beginnings of the intervention. And
exactly. Said, yeah.
And she said to me, she said, "We need somebody who's worked with Aboriginal people, and somebody who, it's a time of change." And that's how I came to come.
What's your response? Had you been to desert communities before?
Oh, yes. I visited Santa Teresa I visited her here at Santa Teresa probably started in 1997. Yes. So that was the other factor that brought me here. Given the situation at the time, she said it would be great to have somebody whom people already knew. So that was another factor.
Extraordinary time, 12 years in a remote community. Mm. And because of the importance of the church, because Santa Teresa is most definitely an Eastern Aranda community which identifies with the Catholic Church, what role does the church still play in the life of the Eastern Aranda?
Oh, I think as somebody said to me yesterday, it's still the centre of the community. There's nobody here who doesn't identify as belonging with the church, and actually at the moment we're doing some big significant repairs on the church, and it's lovely to see the people so excited about it because they still see it as the heart of the community.
Well, when you drive into Santa Teresa, you go up the main drag, and there on the hill, beneath the hill, is a very pretty church. I mean, there's no doubt about it. It's actually literally in the heart of the community.
It is, isn't it? Yes, it's the heart of the community. But also, it's the heart of the people, too. I've never been in a place where faith was so strong for the people.
It's interesting.
And every person.
Because I suppose it goes, I was reading part of Mike Bowden's book, which has just been published recently, and just about his vision of like a synthesis of ultra, you know, traditional law, talking about meeting Catholicism and trying to learn from each other. Is that how you've experienced the church in a place like Santa Teresa?
Very, very much. I said to the people here when I told them I was leaving, I will never be the same. They have enriched my faith. Probably the most common question I'm asked is how does Eastern Aranda spirituality fit with Catholicism? And it's seamless. If you allow people to see the connections, and if you become aware of the connections yourself, it fits beautifully. And we're constantly trying to blend Eastern Islander spirituality with Catholicism. It's a constant thing.
It sounds like it's had a real impact on you.
Oh, it has. An enormous impact on me. It's probably the thing I treasure most, leaving here. I'll never be able to see things quite the same again.
Yeah. And you are heading, when I say greener pastures, I meant that literally, not a metaphorical greener pastures. But what is next for you?
Well, I'm going to have a good long break for the next 12 months. And yes, that will be in Brisbane somewhere. And then who knows after that, but probably, there's a possibility it'd be North Queensland. So I don't know what I'm going to do next. I know that one of my long-held passions is that I would love to work around courts.
Justice.
I'm not just talking about, yes, the whole justice thing. Even before I came here, I would see people go to court really unaware of what was happening and the need to support people and help them understand what's happening. And that's something that I'd love to do more of.
Now, are the Christmas lights up in Santa Teresa yet?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. More than ever. More than ever. And the judging is next week, so I would say by the end of this weekend, it will be the place will be alight.
Yes.
There are very few houses that haven't got lights.
I've always enjoyed and I'm not trying to create any sectarianism here, like the Lutherans in Hermannsburg versus the lights in Santa Teresa and sort of the role the church plays in very different ways in both those, but in both those different communities, but also quite central to those communities as well. Mm. So we look forward to the judging of that. And will you be replaced, Sister Liz? Is there any way to replace you?
Well, there'll be about four people replacing me.
What?
My role, I guess, has been divided up in four different ways. So there will be someone come to facilitate continue the spirituality centre, and the others have been taken up by people here, which is great. Mm.
And how have locals responded to the news that you'll be leaving?
One woman said to me yesterday afternoon, when she heard it, she cried. And I thought, oh, gosh. What touches me was, to have a boy who's probably about 10 years of age come up to me randomly and put his arms around me. It was just lovely. But it's a tribute to the people here. I've been privileged that they've embraced me and they've shared their deeper culture with me. They've taught me the language, and it's just those are the things that have enabled it. I think those bonds will always be there.
Hey, Sister Liz, thank you so much for joining us. Thanks for keeping us informed about things happening in Santa Teresa, be it rainfall, be it road conditions. And as a parting gift to the centre, could you get some intervention, I don't know, from above or beyond, on the Santa Teresa Road? Because, as we all know, it remains diabolical at times.
I'm still working on it. It's got to happen.
And Sister Liz, it's January, we'll be saying goodbye, so maybe it won't be the last time we chat.
All right, thank you. And you have a wonderful holiday yourself. Travel safely.
Thank you.
And best wishes to all your listeners for this Christmas and for 2021.
Exactly. And this is for you, Sister Liz. It's Our Home Santa Teresa from the Ginger Porter Band. So enjoy. Wow. And thank you.
Thank you very much, Bashi.